Welcome. I'm so glad you found your way here. Today, we'll be working with my Nanon, Thai for It's Uncertain, or what Westerners commonly called I Don't Know Mind. My teacher, Jack Kornfield, loves to tell stories of his first teacher, Thai Forest Master Ajahn Chah. He often recalls when he was asked a question, whether by a novice monk or a lay person. More often than not, he would pause and then offer, "My Nanon, it's uncertain." And it's true. Will it rain tomorrow? I don't know. Will this pain ever go away? I don't know. Will a new government bring peace and prosperity? I don't know. Another story. I had a friend who at a very young age lost her sight as a result of an infection that almost took her life. At the age of 35, at a routine checkup, she was told of a new surgery that could repair her optic nerve. She now has full sight. It's uncertain. We do not know what tomorrow will hold. Unfortunately, the human mind was not built for not knowing. From an early age, all it wants is answers. Think of a young preschooler. They're constantly asking, why? Question after question. When solutions are available, they have a calming effect. If no solution is available, the mind spins round and round. Why? In times of questioning, turning inward, following the breath, and sitting with uncertainty can allow the mind to ease and shift towards a peace-filled wonder instead. With time, the dread of why opens us to the intrigue and mystery of the why. So I invite you to gently close your eyes, or if it feels more comfortable, lower your glance to limit visual distraction, and bring your attention to your body. Move into a meditation posture that feels right for you in this moment, sitting, reclining, or even laying flat. Choose whichever allows your body to relax and ground down into the support of the surface beneath you. And as you come to stillness, gently, kindly move your attention from the head down through the body, acknowledging and inviting relaxation to places of tension, tightness, clenching or holding. Note how the breath is in the background behind it all. Without any intervention, the breath moves into and out of the body. In and out, providing oxygen essential to every aspect of the body and life. In and out, calming the nervous system. As always, if you find it difficult to stay with your breath, you can place a hand on your belly and use the felt sense of the belly rising and falling under the palm as your anchor. Allow the ebb and the flow to anchor your attention to this moment and this moment. My Nano is a heart practice. My Nano, I don't know. It's uncertain. These are just words, and yet they are instrumental in causing internal dis-ease, which in turn keeps self-peace at bay. We can't manifest outwardly that which we don't hold internally. My Nanon, I don't know. Touching inward, how does your body respond to hearing these words? My Nana, I don't know. It's uncertain. Do these phrases evoke a pleasant response of curiosity and wonder, or an unpleasant response? Perhaps tightening in the belly, sadness in the heart. If your response is one of curiosity, rest there. If unpleasant, repeat these words with me silently to yourself. My Nanon, I don't know. It's uncertain. Whatever sensations or emotions make themselves known, acknowledge them. Let them know that they are seen. My Nanon, I don't know. It's uncertain. Where does your mind go? Acknowledge each thought that arises with compassion and understanding. And then return to the body, stating, My Nanon, I don't know. It's uncertain. What sensations and emotions arise? Allow each space. Offer the breath as an invitation to untangle. We have a built-in program designed to keep us safe. And part of the programming is, if I know, then I can do what must be done to be safe, to keep others safe. Yet, life doesn't work that way. There's much we don't know, much we'll never know. Will it rain tomorrow? My Nanon, I don't know. It's uncertain. Yet, there is much that, if we knew, would bring even greater dis-ease. Would it help if we knew what tomorrow held? Can we stop the storms of life? My Nanon, don't know. It's uncertain. just like any other adversity, we don't hold my nanan, don't know. It's uncertain, alone. I'd like you to imagine that instead of a virtual room, each person listening to this recording is sitting together in person. As you breathe in, offer space for your own my nanan, your own I don't knows. And with each out-breath, offer space for each other's my nanan and don't knows. I don't know. You don't know. It's uncertain. It's uncertain. We are not alone. In this, we are connected. We breathe as one. In and out. In and out. Touching in from time to time to notice if there's changes in the tension or tightness I don't know creates in the body. It's okay. It's uncertain. It's okay. I don't know. And now I invite you to imagine a night sky above us all. A multitude of stars and planets sparkling down. Touch into the vastness. And for the next few moments, let your my nanan, your I don't knows, your uncertainty, to be held not only by those listening, but by loving presence, the great unknown, the mystery of life itself. Again, touch inwards from time to time to experience how your body is responding in this moment, knowing you. Each person listening to this recording, loving presence, the great unknown, is holding your my nana, your I don't knows. Rest with the breath. Rest in the connection you have with each person listening to this recording. Rest in the endlessness of loving presence. Breathing in and breathing out. I now invite you to recall your face as a child. And a time when, as a child, you arrived at a new destination, perhaps the first time you saw the ocean or a great old tree. My Nana, I don't know, was present there too, yet experienced so differently. Is it possible to open to the idea that my Nana, I don't know, it's uncertain, can be a gift? The gift of moving away from selfing and back into oneness, back into resting in the great mystery of life. A time where, once again, we can go through our days with a childlike mind, a beginner's mind, seeing not knowing as an adventure. Resting with the breath, the rise and fall of the belly, holding the image of your face as a child. Sit, silently whisper, I don't know. Noting the shift in tightness or tension. I don't know. My Nanan. It's uncertain. Enlightenment is like a boat in the middle of the ocean. You can't see the shore. You don't know where you are. What you do know is that you're there, in a boat, in the center of the world. That is your place. Krishnamurti. The truth is a pathless land. That is to say, no one has ever lived your life before, and you can't impose on it the way it's supposed to be, or some spiritual teaching on how it's going to be. What you can do is show up. Show up for it with an open heart. And clear eyes, wonder. It's there that wisdom manifests.